Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. We have a lot of the Sun at this time of year, and this is our nearest star to explore and find out more about its behaviour. And well, we might, since the Sun has destructive as well as life-giving properties, one of them being that solar flares can knock out satellites and thus telecommunications, the internet and all things digital. In August 2018, NASA's Parker Solar Probe launched to space, soon becoming the closest ever spacecraft to the Sun. With cutting-edge scientific instruments to measure the environment around the spacecraft, Parker Solar Probe has completed 3 of 24 planned passes through never-before-explored parts of the Sun's atmosphere, the corona. This robotic spacecraft is flying within the corona of the Sun, that is about 7 million kilometers from the center. Before this, the closest a spacecraft had been to the Sun was 26 million miles, a record set by the Helios 2 mission in 1976. On December 4th, 2019, just a few days ago, 4 new papers in the journal Nature describe what scientists have learned from this unprecedented exploration of our star and what they look forward to learning next. These findings reveal new information about the behaviour of the material and particles that speed away from the Sun, bringing scientists closer to answering fundamental questions about the physics of our star. In the quest to protect astronauts and technology in space, the information Parker has uncovered about how the Sun constantly ejects material and energy will help scientists rewrite the models we use to understand and predict the space weather around our planet and understand the processes by which stars are created and evolve. Observing the Sun up close rather than from a much greater distance is giving us an unprecedented view into important solar phenomena and how they affect us here on Earth, and gives us new insights relevant to the understanding of active stars across galaxies. Though it may seem placid to us here on Earth, the Sun is anything but quiet. Our star is magnetically active, unleashing powerful bursts of light, deluges of particles moving near the speed of light, and billion-ton clouds of magnetized material. All this activity affects our planet, injecting damaging particles into the space where our satellites and astronauts fly, disrupting communications and navigation signals, and even, when intense, triggering power outages, and we all know about those, don't we? It's been happening for the Sun's entire 5 billion year lifetime, and will continue to shape the destinies of Earth and other planets in our solar system into the future. What scientists have found is that solar wind is much more impulsive and unpredictable than previously thought. Measurements of the solar wind have shown quick reversals in the magnetic field and sudden fast-moving jets of material which make the solar wind very turbulent. One new aspect the Parker team observed is quick reversals in the magnetic field flips in its direction, lasting anywhere from a few seconds to several minutes, which scientists have called switchbacks, and the cause of these is as yet unknown. Another unknown area is the elusive dust-free zone around the Sun. The solar system is full of dust, the cosmic crumbs of collisions that formed planets, asteroids, comets, and other celestial bodies billions of years ago. Scientists have long suspected that close to the Sun, the dust would be heated to high temperatures by powerful sunlight, turning it into a gas and creating a dust-free region around the Sun. But no one has ever observed it until now, and for the first time, the Parker Solar Probe's images saw the cosmic dust begin to thin out a little over 7 million kilometres from the Sun. Right, back down to Earth. Tomorrow there will be an open night at the observatory at 8 p.m. Dr. Fanchia Ang of UWC and IDEA at the University of Cape Town will present a talk entitled Galaxies in the Universe, which I imagine will be very colourful. And that will be the last open night of the year, the next one being on the 11th of January 2020. So that's an open night tomorrow at the observatory at 8 p.m. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.